Blog Talk Radio.
Father, Father,
Father, Father,
hear my cry,
hear my cry.
Your baby needs you,
your baby needs
please
you.
Please don't pass me by. Upon my brow as I tiptoe to the cadence of my own heartbeat, praying for just a few moments, a few hours, to indulge in life's infinite promises, to breathe, wondering why my Heavenly Father adorned me with this phenomenal gift of verbal artistry when the only person who benefits is me. Though I attempt to remain humble and reserved in my approach, the cancerous venom of resentment uninhibited pulsates through my blood and invokes feelings of inadequacy, depression, loneliness. Submerged beneath the dreams deferred, my mind chaotically wavers due to the weight of my fears, bathed in the plenitude of my tears, as loud cries rise only to disintegrate into darkness. My soul's dying, yet I keep trying to divine the lesson, to uncover the blessing all say is due me. Is this truly the life I will lead? I mean, will I be like one of those little old maids who reminisce upon moments past, wishing that the entirety of profound moments of existence could be summed up with more than the fingers of one hand? You see, I understand that this is the right thing to do. And I'd be a fool to turn and walk away from family. After all, blood is thicker than water. And my desire is that my daughters learn the value of loyalty and selflessness. By the same token, not be plagued by the hopelessness I feel each morning as I wake to face another day. But such is the saga of my mortality. And though there are certainly greater tragedies in life, I must learn to acknowledge my choice and silence the voices shouting for freedom within my dreams and simply pray that the Father had mercy on me and for him to lead me to the path of my destiny. Besides, if I don't care for her, who will?
Good morning and welcome to the Mosaic Show with Flava in L.A. The piece that you were just listening to is called Father, Father by Lyrical Disciple out of South Carolina. Good morning, L.A.
Morning. Good morning, Mosaic Show fans. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Nice piece.
She's amazing.
South Carolina has a lot of talent, I'm telling you.
Yes, they do. And, of course, you know, in the chat room, we've got our favorite South Carolina man, Verbal Skills. He's going to come on the show a little later.
Not Mr. Boycott himself.
Not Mr. Boycott himself. Boycott Fox News.
Hey,
I'm sure he'll say something about that when he comes.
Verbal, I've been doing it, man. I've been boycotting them cats, man. So I've been ahead of you for about 2 years, you know. But I echo that, too. Cause I have nothing to say about that. I'm pleading the fifth on that, on the news aspect of it, especially the Fox News, especially Tupac tattoo. She's been boycotting for years too, so she's quick to blow up Fox when they start talking about stuff. But yeah, man, Fox News, that's a joke. But anyway, what do you get? What's your take?
I honestly don't necessarily watch Fox News. So, but when I saw what Verbal posted as to what transpired, to cause this boycott. I totally have to agree with him. That was so rude, so very rude that I totally get it.
Mhm. Yep. Yeah, but it's certain. You know what I'm saying? There's only certain aspects I grab out of the news anyway when I do watch it. So it's,
mm-hmm.
I don't take everything for what they say the truth anyway.
I have to watch Channel 4 News, ABC News, with Shamari Stone, you know, Thursday through Sunday. Shout out to Shamari Stone, my favorite newsman.
Favorite correspondent. Your favorite correspondent.
I sent Shamari a message last night. I told him, I said, I think you need to host my 50th birthday for me and do the news from, you know, the location of my birthday party. So I think ABC News should let Shamari Stone do his,
Como,
you know,
right?
What do you call it? Como 4 News.
Yeah.
I think they should let Shamari Stone do his broadcast or whatever, his segment from the location of Lady Flava's 50th birthday. So I'll put it out there to the universe and to, you know.
I don't know
yeah.
If Shamari has that much juice to do that. He might not have enough juice.
I know, but you know.
You don't know how far up the hierarchy Shamari is. Is on the, you know, the total.
Well, I mean, he is one of the newer ones. He's a transplant from Florida, you know, but still.
Yeah, they got Shamari doing the probably the abstract where he's probably out in Enumclaw somewhere.
They do send him to some bizarre stuff. The poor man, when he first got here with Como 4 News, they had him, like, you know, doing reports on the floods. He's out there in waiter, you know, boots and, you know, snow. He ain't never experienced snow like that. And, you know, all kinds of stuff. I'm like, it was making him want to go back to Florida. He's starting to get used to it now. He's acclimating himself to
Come on, stop giving my man Shamari the gopher jobs, man. That man wants some nice dry
He's
stuff.
He's much
you know
more than that. So, June 10th, Como 4 News, June 10th, Shamari Stone needs to be at Lady Flava's 50th birthday so he can host it. So, anyway. With that said, I'm going to play a piece, and I'm going to play this just because this man is coming to Seattle and will be here performing at the Sea Monster on April 12th. This is the Dubber with his signature piece, Late Night Ride.
Bright shining future for the ghetto youth of America. You see, all we gotta know is that the whole world is waiting on us. Yeah.
When I view the world today, I just raise my head and pray.
Thank you. surely does to help us rise above.
And I view the world today. I just raise my head and pray. It grows heavy on my mind. Along with the ride, but I enjoy that late night ride. Windows data by my side. As we cruise on our way, heading toward a brighter day.
That was the Dubber with his track, Late Night Ride. Dubber is going to be here in Seattle, Washington, arriving here on April 10th and departing April 21st. He will be performing at the Sea Monster in Wallingford on April 12th. And he is also out of South Carolina.
With the name the Dubber, he must be rolling over on 20s or more. Can't be rolling on the 18s or no 19. 20 rims are better, Dubber. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to call you out if I find out you rolling on 17s or something. Today's the Dubber. You got to be rolling on 20s or higher.
That's funny. That's funny. You'll have to meet him when he comes to town.
Okay.
He looks like he's a pretty big guy. I don't know. I guess Verbal can tell us because he's met him in person. But he from his pictures, he looks like he's a big guy.
All right. And where are you going to be performing, you say? Wallingford?
He's performing at the Sea Monster in Wallingford.
Okay.
Yeah, he's hoping to pick up some other gigs while he's here, huh?
Okay, has he got any flyer or anything for that?
No, I think probably I'll end up trying to put something together for him. So maybe I'll work on that today, but I'll ask him. He is just leaving New Orleans. He was down there performing, so.
Oh, I know he ain't good down there.
I will definitely cut base with him on that. Yes, I'm sure he ate good because he was down in Louisiana, huh?
Oh, yeah.
So I told you that my son went. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'll say he probably took him a little something on the road with him. Probably got him a little cab package for the road or whatever.
Maybe so. I think my son Dwight's kind of missing New Orleans or something. I'm thinking that Emerald City Fish kind of reminds him of home. Whatever. You should see him, like, go over the menu and stuff. And he's been there, like, 2-3 times within, like, a 5-day period. And he gets these fried oyster po' boy sandwiches and shrimp po' boy sandwiches.
Half and half. Old school, half and half. Half shrimp, half oyster.
I'm like, oh, my God, that just sounds so nasty. But he said it's so good.
I'm telling you. What people say, don't knock it till you try.
I know, but I don't think Mama can do that. I don't think I can try that.
Yeah.
So I want to give a shout out to Miss Rage, who's in the chat room. Thank you so much for coming out again, Rage. And this time you get to hear my partner in crime, L.A.'s voice and his craziness and his flavor. So I appreciate you coming out and hanging out with us today. We've gotten so many new tracks, L.A., sent to us from, honestly, we are spreading further and further around the globe. So we got some new tracks.
They got to go and check out that logo. Big shout out to Kryptonium, Photo, Kirk LaRanda for putting up finishing touches. But we got a big shout out to Mike B, Mike Beasy, Mike Blake, Money Mike, for blessing Flavor News with the original concept of the logo. But you know what I'm saying, team effort. You know, we got it looking like a showroom flow piece, you know, straight with no miles, straight off the showroom flow. So yeah, so you know, you definitely go to flavornews.com, check out that new logo, let us know what you think of it. Other than that, just letting the people know that also coming up in the month of April, we formalizing a little thing we got with some of the artists that we personally working with. So we're not going to let anything, let the cat out of the bag just yet. But, you know, we're in the kitchen cooking. I know you've heard that terminology from me and Flavor myself a couple times about some of the things that we got, you know, going and whatnot. But definitely we don't just throw shows here, we throw events. So we definitely have a nice event in the works. And it's 10, you know, April 24th is the date that we have picked to do this event. So, you know, just stay tuned with us. And we definitely be gradually letting some information out of the bag on what's going on. But I'm letting you know it's some beautiful minds are in a lab putting this together. So it's going to be a wonderful event, just to put that out there. So Flavor, I'm gonna send it back to you.
I agree.
Want to add anything to that, you know, please go ahead.
Well, I'm excited about this. We've been having some great meetings, and that's the thing about us. This is not just throwing together something. This is well thought and planned out, and all the people involved are involved in the planning process. And as L.A. will always say, you know, playing their positions. So this is coming together so nicely, so professionally. And I'm so excited and proud to be involved with this particular group of people that are going to be involved in this event. And, it's jumping off April 24th. But let me just say, not everybody's going to be there because there's, you know, some people are being handpicked to be there. So, you know, stay tuned, stay up with us, and, you know, possibly you might be one of those people that will be chosen to come out
Definitely.
To this particular event.
If you're trying to network, you're trying to build the right way. We ain't talking about just throwing anything together, but if you're trying to network, you're trying to build, and you're trying to rub some elbows with some people that might be helpful for whatever it is that you may be doing, that's what we're trying to create here. That's what we're trying to put together, this ensemble that's going to just definitely have people in the place to be that's going to be beneficial to whatever it is that you may be doing. So it ain't just going to be a bunch of, you know what I'm saying, rug rats up in there, you know, just want to party. They going to be there, but not, you know, it's kind of, I'm telling you, it's very special. Big shout out to Enye Wukoma, Enjo Media, Enjo Arts. I'm telling you, this guy's a genius. But yeah, I'm just saying, it's a lot of sharp knives in the draw, people. A lot of sharp knives in the draw. So I'm just letting y'all know, it's gonna be something beautiful. And without you know, saying, we're just gonna just give you a little sample of some of the talent that will be on display that night. So I'm gonna play a couple cuts. First and foremost, I'm gonna let you know, play Yenom Set. That's the guy who's gonna pretty much, not gonna say headline in the show, but kind of the guy that things are kind of formulating around, but it's not definitely all about him. We got Mike Mack in Harlem. We're going to play some of that today. We're going to play your little LaRue.
LA.
Who's going to also be on the bill too today. So, you know, we're just going to give y'all a little hors d'oeuvre, a little platter of what you be in tune for. And like I say, these guys are some very good people, good, very good artists that have come and grown. Flava love them like sons now. So I'm saying, you know, it's a beautiful thing. So without further ado, this is Be Easy by Yidom Set, followed by, we're going to go with a little Breakthrough by Black Aries, and as Yidom Set featuring LaRue. So here we go.
What's up? Get him set. I got one thing to say to y'all. Be easy, please hold your noise. I done been through it, I done told you boys. A young vet with a rep to keep intact. You can't put your mouth where my kicks is at. Man, please, I put them boys on mute. I'm always up on the latest state, knowing the scoop is good game. That's what I get to y'all. I'll be there when you stallin' to catch a fall. Far from that dude, you know shoots the rank. I'm not on the block with the super dank. I don't run with cats who be super fake. Yeah, niggas is with it till they can't get yanked. My dude, gang speed without the crank. Dog, you can't follow on an empty tank. My hood homies be the ones to empty eight. But me, in your chest plate, I put the shank. Ain't this a shiznit? I see you hot boys all up in my business. J Gold, SL, I fucks with the physics. Cause most the joke like, knock knock, who is it? We very serious, don't take us lightly. We far from soft dude, not even slightly. We reciprocate, y'all cats are shiesty. We run game to get you hooked like Nikes. Be easy, please hold the noise. I done been through it, I done told you boys. A young vet with a rep to keep intact. You can't put your mouth where my kicks is at. Man, please, I put them boys on mute. I'm always up on the latest state, knowing it's cool, cause good game. That's what I get for y'all. I'll be there when you stallin' to catch a ball. Radio, feel free to put your boy on blast. The street, feel free to put me up on cash. I leave you hospitalized like this with mass. Cardiacs with the triple sec, just a splash. Now I'm totally intoxicated. First day on top, when they flop, they hate it. That's a part of the game that we all go through. Me, I go through them levels like that old kung fu. Kick ass, yep. At the drop of a dime, like a felon in the V now. Drop me a line, I picks up like 52 cars on the floor. In a room full of ladies like we all gon' score. Put the numbers up, can you calculate? Deep breaths for your heart when it palpitates. Come correct in this game or your child gets eight. Me and hip hop pair art like B-boys in break. Be easy, please hold the noise. I done been through it, I done told you boys. A young vet with a rep to keep intact. You can't put your mouth where my kicks is at. Man, please, I put them boys on mute. I'm always up on the latest state, knowing the scoop is good game. That's what I give to y'all. I'll be there when you stallin' to catch a ball. It's about that time that the town get it up. Uh-huh. Sweet 16, yeah, bitch. I'ma bust through into the industry shit. Can we bust through plenty of stages and mics? I'd like to touch two aside from the 15 minutes of fame. Whips, honey dips, and immaculate brains. All things in moderation when I'm blazing the game. But with the new mouth to feed, now I'm stacking the chains. Acting deranged on a quest to get paid. No question. My type style labeled renegade. Like Mick Jagger on a Tokyo stage. My main mission, leave a bully amazed. I step the beats with my bullyish ways. And mac the beat like I was trying to get laid. Feel my pain, partner. A bit sharper when it comes to the skills. I'm your man if you want in it real. I can't lie to you. Folks be like, yo, kid, we really want you to chill. These sucker cats, they don't want me to build. I kick it live to them. Bring the fire to them. Chicken heads with open legs. Yep, I bring the fry to them. Omar, HBO, bring the wire to them. I peep the madness taking over the game. If you don't understand, I come to explain. When I say black, y'all say Aries black. Aries black. When I say black, y'all say Aries black. Aries black. Aries. When I say Aries, y'all say black. Aries black. Aries black. When I say Aries, y'all say black. Aries black. Aries black. I got that hot grease. None can stop me. I'm hot beat. Imitator but never copy. Them concrete. Intimidate them all like Nazis. The gas beats burn them to the bean like coffee. They own me. I'm on street, look me up in prison and call me. You got all weak, open the blinds, they been all sleep. Faking the folk like Ted DiBiase, trying to look flossy, trying to talk bossy.
beat them like coffee. Haters hit them off me. Line them like Yahtzee. What fire number? Just like America, according to color. Born in the gutter, boy in the cover. Top that there's more in this world to discover. Vita got it done up, then I added my 10 cents. Rue got the whole town burning like incense. Had it since the infant, got it at inches. Sugar Shane, right off the brain, he admits it. You were lame, like that tally spits it. You ashamed, cause you were not enough to walk like Aries. When I say black, y'all say Aries black. Aries black. When I say black, y'all say Aries black. Aries black. When I say Aries, y'all say black. Aries black. Aries black. When I say Aries, y'all say black. Aries black. Aries black. Say do that shit. Do that shit. Do it.
Do that shit. Do that shit. Do it.
Say do that shit. Do that shit. Do it.
Do that shit. Do that shit. Do it.
Say do that shit. Do that.
Yeah, yeah, that was first cut you heard. That was Be Easy by Yidom Set, and the second cut was Breakthrough by Black Aries, which is consists of Yidom Set and LaRue, straight from the 206 representatives. So Flav, what's good, baby?
You know, that was perfect timing that you played those songs back to back, because Dwight just called me. He's getting ready to head out at McCord Air Force Base, so I'm like, okay, I gotta take this call. So it was like perfect timing that, you know, you played some back-to-back music. So, you know, of course, I love Yidom and LaRue, and it was so sweet because I had posted this morning on Facebook, you know, that Dwight had not called me, like he was promised that he would call me before he headed out. So I'm sitting there like laying in bed, it's 5-something, then it's like 6, and then it's 7. I'm like, okay, he hasn't called me. So I tried to text him because, you know, I didn't know what was going on down there at the Air Force Base, and he didn't respond and stuff, so I posted, you know, that I was sad. I didn't get to say goodbye to him again, and Yidom's like, you know, Flav, you still got family here. So I'm like, yes, I do. You're sweet, Yidom. So thank you so much for all of that, and big shout-out to my son. He is heading out this morning any minute now. Well, I guess it's afternoon now, and he's heading over to Africa. He's going to be going to the Congo, and then from there he is headed over to Australia. He's going to try to go to Perth because he says, Ma, LA keeps talking about Perth, so I'm going to try to go to Perth. But he's headed over to the Congo, and I guess there's shooting taking place over there. So I ask that you all keep my son and the medical team that he's going over there with in their prayers.
Tell him, keep your head on the swivel. Keep your head on a swivel.
So I'm glad that I got to say, you know, goodbye to him one last time. It was hard for me when he went out the door last night, and I tried everything in my power not to cry, and I did good. I waited till he actually exited the door before I let the tears go, and yeah, I'm proud of him though. So he'll be back home in about a month, and I'm hoping that once he gets there, at least through the internet, we'll be able to have communication. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Yeah. Yeah. Big shout out to Dwight doing the goodwill. Go do that goodwill, Dwight.
So I'm gonna play a jazz piece by this artist. I just got this track this morning, and I had encountered this particular artist of Our Stage. And you know, so anyway, his publicist sent me music and his bio and everything this morning, and I'm like, he's got pictures of, like, his chest all out and stuff, so I don't know if that, like, sells more CDs for him or what, but, you know, in his artist bio, it says he's not sexy, he's saxy. So anyway, with that said, I'm going to play Alfonso Blackwell with his piece called Dance to This. Thank you. That was Alfonso Blackwell with his CD, what do you call it? It's the title piece, to his new CD called Dance to This. And he's got an interesting story. He's from New York, and he started out, you know, playing piano by ear, and then by the age of 11, he switched over and started playing saxophone, and he was able to experience going to the famous Fame Performing Arts School, and this is what he sounds like now.
Mm-hmm. Great. Sounds good.
Yeah, I think
Sounds polished. Ooh.
Yeah, that's what I think too. But I thought it was so interesting, you know, to see these pictures of him, like holding his saxophone, like with his shirt, you know, open, and you know, he's got a six pack or you know whatever and all that. I mean, he looks good or whatever, but I was like, does that just sell more CDs? But anyway, with that said, I see our dear friend Verbal's on the line, so I'll bring Verbal in. Good afternoon, Verbal.
Yes, a very good afternoon to you as well, and Mr. L.A.
What's good, V? How you doing, my man?
Man, trying to enjoy this wonderful rainy day in Carolina, man.
Uh-oh. One of those days, huh?
Yeah.
Rainy day with a cup of Joe?
Nah. This is with just kicking back, listening to some nice Alfonso Blackwell. Kicking back, man, letting my thoughts roam where they may.
I hear you. So I didn't get the details, with this boycott. So you know, so could you fill me in, Mr. Verbal, on what made you? And for the listeners that may have missed, what made you start this boycott, you know, Fox News?
Well, basically, simply, what happened was on Wednesday morning, President Obama was trying to explain his health care plan and where it was in Congress and everything. And the interviewer, Brett, somebody or another, interrupted him continuously and in a malicious manner. And we all know that Fox News and their broadcasting network tend to have, bias, if not prejudice, tendencies. So when I saw how they treated the leader of the free world, it pissed me off. It pissed me off on several levels, irregardless of whether it was President Obama or anybody else. That man should not have been disrespected like that, because when our leader is perceived weak, our enemies, friends, and foes perceive that we are weak as a country also. Now, you're talking about terrorism and all like that. Well, when they see the leader being disrespected, that means, you know, if I was the enemy of a country, I'd say, oh, they don't even care about him. Let me go see what I can do. You know, and for all the image President Obama's image represents, that means to those who were watching that the image that he represents can also be disrespected, which is not true. So in my own voice, because I'm only an army of one, in my own little way, I just say, okay, this is what I'm doing, y'all. So if I come and meet with you, you got some Fox programming on your TV, you know, I'm going to leave. I'm not going to watch it. So that's my take on that. And that will include football season. As of today, day four, Fox News have not apologized to President Obama nor the people of this country. And the funny thing about it is owned by Rupert Murdoch, who lives in Pennsylvania. But his company, Cox Communications, I believe, they don't even pay taxes in this country, because he has them listed as a country from Australia. And I think that is horrendous I just think it's horrendous, and this is my voice speaking out against, you know, that sort of thing. Now, I hope that people will come and join me. Just leave a comment on my page and say, yeah, I haven't been listening to Fox or watching Fox, or I'm not going to watch it because of that. Because ultimately their ratings would drop, which means they cannot get the sponsors to, you know, to go ahead and sponsor that. And the funny thing about all this was the video that I found that showed it in its almost entirety was on MSNBC. Fox did not put it up there. ABC didn't put it up there, or CBS, you know. They just ran a mini clip, and it's really, if you watch it, it's like doing a bad interview, I mean, of somebody who really don't like you. I mean, it was horrendous.
Wow.
So that is my voice, my own personal boycott. Now, you can join me. I'm asking people to join me. I'm not asking for any money. I'm not asking for you to go out and shoot somebody or something like that. All I'm saying is when, you know, you're scrambling through your TV, just bypass Fox. That's all I'm saying. Because in your DirecTV box, you know, they have all the information of what people are watching and when they are watching.
Yep. So true.
I can totally understand and appreciate, you know, your stand on that verbal. So, yeah. Verbal would love to hear, for anybody in the chat room to listening, you know, live, to listening to the archives. He's on Facebook under Rick Harris. So send him a message and let him know what your thoughts are around this. I need to, give a shout-out to some people in the chat room, and I'm really excited to see some of these people. But Quiet Storm of Spoken Word, my dear, dear friend from North Carolina, for those of you that don't know, but many of you do, he performed on my stage here in Seattle at Flava Coffee House back in 2008. So I'm excited to see you back out, and he's got a new book coming out. No, no, actually the book is out, Expression of the Thought. So Quiet Storm, put in the chat room your link where they can find out more about you and your project. Miss Rage, RAC, thank you so much for coming out again. And then I have to give a special shout out to, you know, this duo, this couple, Giorgio Brown and Christine Harper. They are Cool Out Network here in Seattle. Some amazing, amazing people. If you don't know Giorgio Brown, and if you haven't seen me post behind him and his videos, his documentary of the hip-hop community and culture here in Seattle, Washington, you really need to check him out. He's actually in the chat room, and Christine, they are celebrating his 19th anniversary of doing this on April 3rd at the Crocodile. So if you're here in Seattle, I really encourage you to come out. It's going to be an absolutely amazing event. I've never been, but I will be there this year. And so I wanted to give my love and respect. I'm out of breath for some reason. I'm sorry. To Giorgio Brown and Christine Harper. So thank you so much for coming out to the show today.
Yeah,
I wish I had some of the artists that are going to be performing at your show on my list, but, you know, I don't necessarily have somebody. But you know what? This artist, I know you filmed Giorgio, so I'm going to play him. And this is Silver Shadow D with his track called Wag the Dog, produced by Vitamin D.
Why you wanna take me like daylight? But before you take me like you wanna beat me and try to come take me right, and I want you to take me right, yeah, take me right. Put up by your hand for doggy. If you want to say what I mean, you can say yeah. They are come lonely with overstanding. Then they can say, die, die. 7 years been broke, I'm no broken. We in last day, we sing, say, die, die. Poor party, white politics, you know, separation, but I'm safe. Sing, say, die, die. For the island, come slow, yeah. Tap on me, phone, see what me talk about. Me see a canine come home from the most scandal. CIA, one, follow me, class.
generation to the paper. Sing say, yay, yay. Everybody, I want some smoke, me out. Tap on me phone to see what me talk about. Me see a chain and some phone from the most scandal. CIA one follow me car. Make up a sunny night, one drive too far. Me watch the job of other people conspiracy power. Yay, yay, yay.
Silver Shadow D with his track called Wag the Dog, and this is produced by Silver, I can't even talk, Vitamin D, who's one of the busiest and well-known producers out of Seattle, Washington. So big shout-outs to Silver Shadow D, big shout-outs to Giorgio and Christine from Cool Out Network. Christine is saying that you can go and still purchase tickets at www.thecrocodile.com for this particular event on April 3rd, celebrating Giorgio's 19th year with Cool Out Network and you know, documenting and filming the hip-hop community and culture here in Seattle, Washington. You can also go to www.itvnorthwestnw.com Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and they will be announcing more of the artists that will be performing at that particular event. And he did say that Silver Shadow D will be performing. So to you, Christine and Giorgio, you should tell some of the artists you're affiliated with, they need to send the Mosaic Show some of their tracks so we can feature them. We feature a lot of artists from the Pacific Northwest, but actually very few of the artists that you're associated with. So tell them to get with us and we'll, you know, play their tracks, because most of the people in the chat room and that come and listen to our show aren't even here from the Seattle area. So big shout outs to all of you, and much love to Cool Out Network for supporting what we're doing.
Yeah, Cool Out Network for doing what they do, for documenting that, you know, being that visual aspect that people need these days. You know, people want to see. You know, a lot of people here, but people want to see too. So they want to see what's going on. So big shout out to Giorgio for bringing that aspect to the game. You know what I'm saying? Keep doing what you do, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been peeping y'all from afar, so you know what I'm saying? No hate over here. So just keep doing what you do, man. And definitely Flavor News will be in the building. You know, Flavor, she going to be there with leopard print. You know what I'm saying? Looking like, looking real. You know what I'm saying? Looking real safari-ish. You know what I'm saying? She gonna be doing
that. Shut up. I'm going to make you come with me and make you wear something safari-ish. I told somebody, I said, you know, when it comes to my birthday showcase on July 10th, you know, I'm going to make you wear some leopard print something to my showcase, you know, because it's going to be celebrating my 50th birthday, so.
Wow. Okay, and leopard print.
You see, she's going to try to have me in some Fred Flintstone outfit, man.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday. Can't I request that you show up to my birthday showcase for the Leopard Print? That's all right. That's all right. They'll still love you. Your wife will still love you. Yo, shoot, we'll make your wife wear some leopard print, too. We saw that leopard print jacket in the trunk, so.
Hey, keep that on the low, keep that on the hook. Keep that on the hook.
Giorgio and Christine, for those if you don't know, so Giorgio and Christine, if you don't know, I'm throwing a showcase for my 50th birthday on July 10th. My birthday is the 7th, but I'm throwing the showcase on July 10th. It's featuring indie artists from here in the Pacific Northwest. And it's also going to be a fundraiser with all proceeds going to the Flavor News Indie Artists Grant Foundation. So I hope Cool Out Network will be in the house for Lady Flavor's 50th birthday bash. Okay. With that said, I really want to play this piece, and I more so want to play this piece for Quiet Storm. He's a big advocate for, against domestic violence, against any form of abuse, against any people and all. And I just received this track last night from a spoken word artist friend that I've been connected with for years out of California. His name is Kari Touré, and this is his piece called Lost Paradise.
They say it's better to have loved and to have lost than to have never loved at all. This is a poem dedicated to the love I lost. I met her in college. I was seduced by her smile, her charisma and style, and I loved how she wore a mini skirt tight. We met during the spring semester, and I'll never forget her. It felt like love at first sight. Her name was Paradise, and I was spellbound by her honey brown eyes. She smelled fresher than the scent of spring, and I knew it was real love, far from a fling, because inside of my stomach I could feel the flutter of butterfly wings. See, back then I was a starving college student with no money to spend, so I wrote Paradise love poems. I wrote up how her kisses tasted sweeter than cinnamon, brown sugar, and honeycomb. Evenings at my place, we cuddle in a passionate embrace. She rubbed my head while laying in bed, listening to the love poems I read and wrote exclusively for her. See, being young and naive, I wanted to believe that our love could withstand hurricanes of hard times. And once we weathered our storms, we would be happily wed together forever. However, during her junior year in college, her kisses began to feel cold like the frigid weather of the winter season. My lack of money became the main reason. Paradise started receiving bad grades, complained her tuition could get paid due to a lack of financial aid. And I tried to persuade Paradise to stay enrolled in college, but she was no longer thirsty for knowledge. She no longer wanted to pursue a college degree. She wanted a new pair of shoes and a shopping spree. And her birthday was coming up, so in order to purchase new boots, she decided to start stripping down to a birthday suit. It was then that temptation entered our relation, disguised as a female acquaintance. Camouflage beneath Gucci and Prada, temptation was high maintenance. Temptation enticed Paradise into becoming a stripper. Gave her advice on how to spot a big tipper. Taught her how to keep men in a trance by moving the voluptuous hips during a lap dance. Paradise was on a mission to purchase purses from Christian Dior. She wanted diamonds to glisten and didn't have time to listen to my love poetry anymore. Eventually she got her own place and we parted. I missed seeing her face and I was left feeling lonely and brokenhearted. But I would see her on TV making cameos and low-budget music videos. I even heard she was doing pornos with her body fully exposed. But a few years ago, I got news that Paradise was sick. It turns out she was slowly dying of the AIDS virus. In all these years we've been apart, I assumed that she was married to a baller living in wealth. But when I went and saw her, she was a shell of a former self, dying from deteriorating health. The skin was pale, she looked thin and frail. She weighed less than 80 pounds on the scale as a result of having a low count of T-cells. And she admitted to having unsafe sex to get paid. Because the men wore no latex, she ended up contracting AIDS. And she told me, Kari, I learned that all the glitter ain't gold. And I sold the devil my soul the day I started sliding down that strip of pole. I kissed Paradise on her forehead, lovingly held her hand. And it was then I began to recite all the love poems I had written for her while back in college. And I tasted the bitter taste of my own tear stain when I reminded her of how her kisses used to taste sweeter than cinnamon, honeycomb, and sugar cane. And after I spit the last poem, her health began to fail. She took a last breath and exhaled, and I kissed Paradise farewell. And I cried all night when I came home to write this poem, wishing that Paradise had never died of acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. Hey, she died of AIDS. And I swore if I ever came across a beautiful young girl who was torn and mature and enticed by the allure of selling her body for a price, I would tell her, sweetheart, no amount of money is worth your life. And ironically, just the other other day, dancing erotically in front of me as I walked past the strip club. I saw a beautiful brown skin exotic dancer that reminded me of the love I lost. So I walked up to her in a gentle, loving tone, and I told her these words. Sweetheart, always practice safe sex and never think twice, or you may end up paying the ultimate price. And when she asked me why was I relaying this advice, I recited this poem of how I lost paradise. How I lost paradise. Rest in peace. Safe sex, y'all. Safe sex.
That was Kari Paré out of Oakland, California, with his piece, Lost Paradise. When I listened to that track last night, I just thought that was deep. That was really, really deep. You know, I'm sorry?
No, I was saying I would love to get Verbal take on that piece, because I know Verbal, he's probably was sitting at home just taking it all in, so I would love to get Verbal take on that piece.
Wow, that piece right there spoke on so many levels of our society and the desires of people, and how we can sacrifice our goals and visions just for a trinket of gold.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that spoke on many, many levels. Can you imagine the pain that man felt when he heard the news? After he done left her, after she done left him, excuse me. And then he still had enough love in his heart to kiss her for farewell. I mean, that spoke on many levels.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is a very astounding written piece. I mean, wow.
And I want to give for those who wasn't able to join us this past Wednesday, I have to give a shout out to Spicy for just doing what she did on that night. So I strongly encourage anybody who hasn't checked out that archive to go check out that Wednesday show, because Spicy was, was unbelievable. I'm sure I could speak for Verbal and Flavor when I say that, but the courage that woman showed and everything, hands down. Big shout out to Spicy over there in the NY. Keep doing your thing, baby.
I would encourage you to go listen to that particular show, because it did turn into an amazing and special evening for LA and Verbal and I, having Spicy call in and participate. And, they actually, they didn't like push me, but I even read a piece that night at the very end of the show. So if you want to hear Flavo read a piece that I wrote 2 years ago, you can go listen to that particular show. I'm also going to encourage anybody in the 206-253 area to check out the show that I did, Flavor in the House, on the 18th. I played all 206 or Pacific Northwest artists tracks. I didn't put names out there. I just played the tracks. I'm really curious to know how many of the artists can be identified off of that particular show. So go back and listen to the show, Flavor in the House, that I did on the 18th. Actually, go back and listen to all the shows. But I have to tell you, the winning, show for this month, because we can see the statistics as to how many come into the chat room, how many come and listen to it live, and how many come and listen to the archives. LA's birthday show is winning this month. So the highest listened show.
I ain't gonna lie. I was looser than a bottle of goose that night. I was loose. I was loose,
dude,
Verbal.
You was
that's the night you fell asleep on me, man. That's the night you fell asleep on me, dog.
I got tired of watching you swinging on the ceiling fan, man.
Hey, Verb. I had one of the songs that I had to play. I had to get the brass band, so I had the umbrella out, I was jigging, I had the umbrella out, I was doing my thing, man. I thought I was on Bourbon Street, Frizz Quarter, doing it real big. So, it was one of those, we was just going off the top that night. But that's how that's how we do it every time over here at the Mosaic Show. No script. Nothing written down. We just go off the seat of the pants. We just ad lib and we just do what we do. So, it's no scripts, nothing, no pre whatever. Everything is off the head, just how we do. So, know, it was a good fun night, though, I must say.
Well, it was fun. I mean, even like LaRue sent me messages that he was like laughing at me at the beginning of the show before you even called in. So, yeah, that was a fun night. I had said, you know, we were going to celebrate L.A.'s birthday hip-hop style because, you know, that's his passion, his flavor. So, you know, Lady Flavor was trying her best, you know, to keep up with what, you know, with what L.A. would play, you know. So we got some Udom Sek and some LaRue and some You and I and, you know, Silence Lambs and, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. Felicia Loud in there and all of that, so. You know what, since I'm going to take advantage of the fact, I'm sorry, did you want to say something?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Thank everybody
I'm
going to
take advantage. Yeah. Okay. Thank everybody who's listened to your show. I'm so sorry for over-talking you, L.A. I wish there was, like, some kind of light that would, like, pop up so I could see when you're talking because I don't want to over-talk you and be rude like that. I apologize.
So
I want to take advantage of Giorgio and Christine being in the chat room because this is very exciting for me, so... For Giorgio and Christine, you probably don't know, there's a LaRue on the East Coast, and Flavor News was able to help set up an interview for LaRue here on the West Coast, our LaRue, with LaRue on the East Coast on Soul City Radio. So it is not just us right here on the Mosaic Show that we're touching. We have sister stations in Washington, D.C., in Maryland, in Atlanta, Chicago, in London, and we're working on Germany. So I'm going to play for you LaRue from New York City with his piece called Bring Hip Hop Back.
I never told so concrete, I'm out the underground like a black rose, the end of the road, you singing like boys and men, you and your boys can't win against my men, and I'm a veteran, a head knocking medicine, I eat them seeds, crossing some of my lion's head, you want beef, call me that butcher, I chop you up, then punk your team like acid cushion, if you a pimp dog, where's your hooker, blow the top of your lid off your head, like a pressure cooker, don't let me get retarded, Bismarck and picking hookers. Let's play chess, I take the queen, watch me. I'm so amazing, your girl chokes like the Mets. She can't play it off, she got the proof on her neck.
I never sold dope, so coca come crack. I never see that dope, show up.
Find a wishing well. Christmas time, you better start singing Noel. And all you smokers, I got Noel. I won't lose, I got Noel. You may know Bo, but you don't know well. Burn you, cartel. Classic, like Supreme, clientele. Sit back, relax, walk on your own L. While I have your mind spinning around, something like a carousel. I'm coming to your town, burning down. Gargamel, your rap is just sweet, like a piece of caramel. Come on!
I never told so, come crack, right? Show up with my DJ set, with my MC set, with a jet pop.
Like a project lobby bell. I know your haters is like, I hope not fail. I got my degree already, so how can I fail? And tell the bill collectors the check is in the mail. And if I kill you, no problem, I'ma make bail. But you know I'm cool as a band. Mics in hand, it's real hip hop. Some don't understand. Cause they living in the falsified matrix when they rely on diamonds and gold to prove that they made it. Until they get stuck up, caught slipping, they didn't see it when the truck pulled up.
Another unsolved mystery going down in history. It doesn't make sense to me. I'm here to show my artistry, not to be a casualty. Lyrically, this is my reality. You feeling me? Come on!
I never sold dope, so cold, a good crack. I'm just an MC, I don't show up.
That was LaRue from the East Coast. Now I'm going to play LaRue from the West Coast with his track Rise Up.
Accept no one's definition of your life. Define yourself. The pain passes, but the beauty remains. Nothing in life is to be feared. It is only to be understood. Now is the time to understand more. A small body of determined spirits, fired by an unquenchable faith in their mission, can alter the course of history.
This is for the ones that call me inferior. Said I'd never ever be a part of the interior. Status in the lower class under a superior. Today we on a new path to cause them hysteria. No more imprisonment, we demand justice. Sworn in the leadership, we demand substance. Out with corruption, in with the musket. Either you join in or we cause destruction. Pounce on reflex, bounce out rejects. Look them square in the eyes, you'll never see me sweat. Cause I'm a man first. When I ball a fist and swing it, then these hands hurt. I can be what I wanna be, see what I wanna see. Stand on my own too and seize what's in front of me. For now you kept my eyes shut, but from here on out, all my people rise up.
Rise up. When they told me I would never be nothing. Rise up. When they look at me and only see color. Rise up. For the struggling, all the single mothers. Rise up. We all need to rise up. All my people rise up. When they told me that I wasn't gonna make. Rise up. All the caskets that our soldiers laid. Rise up. This time we unify and cause them all mayhem. Rise up. We all need to rise up. All my people rise up.
Black people, white people, Native Americans, Indian, Spanish, Asian with heritage, Egyptian, Samoan, Jamaican, Caribbean, Middle East citizens, we all the same period. Born in society, spread by variety, structured to be poor and live our life quietly. I ain't with the riffraff, it don't matter where you from. Put your mind to it, you can be the next Donald Trump. Be the next Bill Gates, build the next great wall. Rise like a pyramid, at this rate we can't fall. Bone crush the media, BS they feeding us, watching us with cameras. Cops mistreating us, college don't teach enough. Put you on that white line and have you paying loans off your whole entire lifetime. I think it's time we fight back, all together at once, how you like that?
Rise up, when they told me I would never be nothing. Rise up, when they look at me and only see color. Rise up, for the struggling, all the single mothers. Rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up. When they told me that I wasn't gonna make. Rise up, all the caskets that our soldiers break. Rise up, this time we unify and cause them all pain. Rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up.
And each of us are places we have never gone. Only by pressing the limits do you ever find them. It only takes one person to change your life, and that's you. The important thing is this: to be willing at any moment to sacrifice what we are for what we can become.
Rise up, when they told me I would never be nothing. Rise up, when they look at me and only see color. Rise up, for the struggling, all the single mothers. Rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up. When they told me that I wasn't gonna make. Rise up, all the caskets that our soldiers laid. Rise up, this time we unify and cause them all mayhem. Rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up.
Alabama,
rise up.
Louisiana,
rise up.
That was Rise Up by our very own LaRue from here in Seattle, Washington. So I just wanted to give you a taste of the LaRue from the East Coast and the LaRue from the West Coast. Giorgio is putting up a bunch of information in the chat room. He said that Seattle's been down in Austin representing with Sport and Life family, D. Black, Spaceman, and Fatal Luciano. Giorgio and Christine, I don't know if you're aware, but D. Black is actually one of my extended family members. My adopted mom used to take Damien and my daughter Brittany to singing lessons in Columbia City. But, you know, I've been trying to reach out to Damien, and he's not responding, but very cool. Big up to Sport and Life and to Jonathan Moore and Vitamin D and Kitty Wu from Cool Out Network being down there with the artists that she represents and all of that. So I have no Kings to play, or I'd play some Kings for you. But anyway, LA and I are really proud to be able to represent the artists here in the Pacific Northwest. So, yes.
And just a way to, you know, just another way of, you know, saying of having a platform, and that's all we, you know, that's all we want, you know, for artists that are in our area, you know, and other areas that aren't getting that, you know, don't have that platform to be seen or heard. So, you know what I'm saying? That's all we tried to create over here at Flavor News and with the Mosaic Show, is just another outlet for the underdog. You know what I'm saying? For the guys that not getting the light shined on them, per se, or the cats that, you know, on the back shelf, you know, forgot about it every now and then, you know, that diamond in the rough or that needle in the haystack that people necessarily don't know about. That's what we try to do here. We try to bring those, you know, those artists and that type of art form to the light. So that's all we're trying to do here. We ain't trying to create nothing that nobody else don't have the opportunity of creating. But we just, you know, we just got tired of talking about it, and we, you know what I'm saying, be about it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people talk a lot. I'm from Louisiana. We don't talk a lot down there. We do action. So that's what it's all about, you know what I'm saying? And by, you know, Flavor and myself coming together, you know, we just, you know, thought it was a perfect thing to do. You know, she's been doing this for a long time, and, you know, I'm all about, you know, I'm an underdog till this day. I'm still an underdog. I'm not no big dog. I'm an underdog. But, you know what I'm saying, just able to be in that, just be able to create that type of platform and be a part of that, and maybe seeing somebody who might not have had an opportunity, but being able to get that opportunity, and if they could say, you know what I'm saying, I got my opportunity by, you know, just submitting some music to the Mosaic Show, and boom. You know, if that's something like that could come to fruition and manifest itself, you know, I'm happy. And I'm sure Flavor will be happy as well. So if just one person, you know, one artist could, you know, benefit from, you know, being on this platform, we've done our job. And that's all we can ask for. We can't help everybody, but we can only help those that want to be helped. And that's what we do. You know, some people going to do their own thing, and that's cool and dandy. But, you know, there's definitely people out there, like, you know, that was the whole point of this grant, you know, Flavor formalizing this grant. You know, it might be some people out there who don't want to do stuff the wrong way, or go out there and having to, you know, sell some drugs or whatever to get their money to get their studio time or whatever. Or get some money, you know what I'm saying, to get their stuff mixed and mastered properly. So that's the whole point of this grant thing that we're building, is to help those independent artists that really want to do it right, that ain't trying to get stuck in no trick bag or whatever. So that's all we're trying to do. That's the whole purpose of this grant, is to really help the people that's really, really serious and ain't playing with it, you know, because we're not playing with it. So we don't want no artists to come and think they're going to just be able to, you know, apply for this grant and get this grant and they playing with it. We definitely want to see the due diligence and the effort that put forth. We want to see, you know, it's all about the struggle, because the struggle, when you get there, it make it just that much beautiful when you get to that finish line. So with that said, definitely, you know, bookmark that flavornews.com, you know, submit those tracks to the Mosaic Show at 206@gmail.com. You know, hopefully by, you know, with Giorgio and Christine in the chat room, they can relay some of this information on to some of those artists that they see out in the streets all the time. You know, Flavor and myself, we aren't in the streets, like, you know, all the time, you know what I'm saying? We, you know, Flavor,
with her car situation and whatever, you know what I'm saying? I don't mean to put all her business out in the street, but you know what I'm saying? We do a lot of our stuff without even being in the streets, you know what I'm saying? A lot of our stuff that we do don't even take a lot of money, but we just persistent on how we do things, and we're not going to stop. You know, we're not going to stop until we do it, and we do it how we want it done, period. So, you know what I'm saying? We do our due diligence, we do our hard work, and we truly believe that hard work will pay off. So we keep it pushing. That's what we do, and that's what we're going to keep on doing. So that was my soapbox moment, Splavor. Sorry.
I'm glad that you had a soapbox moment. I mean, it's true. That's something that L.A. and I talk about a lot, how that the different things that we do, it doesn't cost money, you know, to sit here and support, you know, and, you know, the indie artists that we believe in. You know, this is my passion. L.A. knows. I wake up, I sleep, I eat and breathe, you know, Flava News and what I do here and what I created. I'm so grateful to have L.A. and Michael Blake, you know, join me. So I'm not doing this all by myself. It is frustrating to me because I'm not able to drive my Beetle right now, and so I don't have the opportunity to get out to the showcases in Seattle that I really, really want to go to. I'm hoping somehow to go to Rajni's farewell tonight. I'm hoping somehow that's going to work out because I just really want to see Rajni before he leaves. We were going to be working on a project with him, and now he's leaving. So, but yeah, so, you know, I'm limited in so many ways, you know, but at the same time, I'm not. I'm able to reach across the globe, you know. I mean, last week we played somebody from Italy. Before the show is over, I'm hoping to play an artist that we got from Quebec, Canada. So it's not just right here in Seattle, Washington, that LA and I are reaching out and touching. We, like I said, we've got sister stations across the United States that we're screening music for and sending to them. And, you know, they're getting played, you know, Edom Sek and LaRue and Mike Mack in Harlem and Chocolate and Tiffany Wilson and Darius Wilrich. They're being played on the East Coast because we sent it out there. They're being played in Chicago and Atlanta. So we would love to share more of our artists right here in the Pacific Northwest with, you know, the other stations.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be sending music to the stations over in London and Germany here soon. So, you know. Flava News is trying to connect the dots. We talk about that all the time, and I think we're doing a damn good job at it with very, very little resources. I do want to give a shout-out to Ancestral Designs and to The Daring Show, to Verbal Skills, and to Kua's wife. I'm in Kua. They all have made recent donations to the Flava News Indie Artists Grant Foundation. So we are up to 281.60. right now that have been donated towards that. My goal is by July to have raised $1,000 to in September be able to give out two $500 grants. So we're almost like halfway there. I'm so excited. So thank you to everybody who has given. Yes.
I think it's only appropriate that being this is the farewell of Rajni, we play a little Rajni today.
We gotta play some Rajni.
So I'm gonna go ahead on, you know, play this superhero Rajni. I think it was, you know, when he was with the still with the Pirate Radio with Yenim Set and Pearl and whatnot. So this superhero off of that Black Cry mix. Big shout out to Rajni, man. You done so much while you was over here in 206 in the Seattle and Tacoma and what have you. And Flavor's going to miss you. I'm sure that the town's going to miss you because you was a very, you know, you did a lot of wonderful things here. So, man, I hope you have a wonderful going away thing tonight. I don't know if you're listening, but big ups to Rajni and this superhero, Black Pride Mix.
Hey, Funk, I feel his truth right now.
My superhero don't roll no escalade.
Yeah, I think we're getting him scared. I think we're getting him a little bit scared. Now,
my superhero don't roll no escalade.
And we want the kids to sing along. Sing along, all the kids. All the kids.
Niggas, strap your guns in, grab your bows. We bout to ride on these angles for the evil soul. Wait the game, when the game blows, American flags get shredded in whole. Niggas, strap your guns in, grab your bows. We bout to ride on these angles for the evil soul.
My
superhero was young, black, and handsome. If he in distress, it's guaranteed he'll get the job done. You hear him all the time spitting on tracks. You see him house fired up and see saving the crap. Educating the masses through them audio daps. Don't try to bite that cap, copyright ASCAP. You probably think that, who's that spitting the facts? Well, it must have been a black man who thought of all that. Bring it back.
My superhero,
hey,
don't
you still riding with it? Don't be afraid, just listen.
Elbow hanging out the window, take that 100,000, then she puts it tenfold. Keeps it twisting on her ten toes, looking for a kinfolk with a love on rival. She don't really need a rifle. Her mind says it just fine, but don't compare her to a dime. Unless you're speaking about change, well in that case, she'll blow out your brain.
Hey,
superhero,
bring it back.
African militant guillotine, dangerous the militaristic regime. The real killer, how they Jacksons and pull the Billy Jean. Pay close attention, not to rims that's spinning. To our people dying, who's making the killing? They trying to take our hood apart like Legos. So this the way the game goes. My superhero straight strangling villain, KKK clothes.
My superhero don't go no Escalade, but a ride out to the White House where they take to spray. Superhero, don't go no escalade, but a ride out the White House, let the faces play.
When the game goes, when the game goes, American flags get shredded and told, niggas, grab your guns, you grab your bows, you got the gun, I don't even go out of eBay, so that's
yeah, that was Superhero off of that Black Pride mix. So for those of you who trying to get out and say farewell tonight for Rodney, Flavor will have that information on where to go tonight. But other than that, just want to thank everybody who tuned in today, everybody who was in the chat room and whatnot. Flavor, you got any shout-outs you want to get? You know, 7 minutes. I know you wanted to play something before we leave. So
I did, but I also wanted to give Verbal a chance to say something. So this show went by very, very quickly, and, you could tell our energy was up and stuff like that. We're just so proud to represent here in the Pacific Northwest, whether it be our artists or artists from around the globe that we share with you guys. So. And we thank Verbal Skills mm-hmm. for his constant love and support of what we do. Verbal, I know you wanted to make an announcement about what you're doing, and then if we have time, I know you have a piece you wanted to read.
No. Y'all kicking it with the music. I don't want to interrupt the flow.
Go ahead, my man. Get it in, baby.
But what I will be doing, I will premiere my Blog Talk Radio show itself. And it is going to be a show where I interview independent artists, spoken word artists, anybody who's doing anything of importance, or maybe not so important, depending on how you look at it. Stay tuned. I will be interviewing several people off of Facebook, off of everywhere, just off the internet. And I'm going to do it starting off maybe 3 times a week. And it will not be in the vein that you hear other interview shows. If you're a featured artist on my show, the show will be dedicated to you and what you're about.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we can, I can help get the word out there as well. So I see my main man, Spoken Word, is out there, Quiet Storm of Spoken Word. And definitely Giorgio and Brown, I would like them to come by and, you know, RAC. I want everybody to know what everybody is doing. It's called networking and
definitely
putting it out there. And once again, let me say this too. They need to send the dollar, okay? They need to send the dollar to Flavor News because we have to support each other. We have to support each other as artists, independent artists. Flavor News is making it available for us to get out there. She's helping us. Now we need to help each other. Those scholarships that they're giving away, those grants that they are giving away, will help that artist. And you never know through your networking who might want to include you in on a project. You never know.
But it all starts
with us. And she's only asking. She's only asking for a dollar. $1. How many double cheeseburgers do you buy during a week at McDonald's? You know what I'm saying? A cup of coffee. That's all she asking you to do. And with that, that's enough said. And of course,
well, it looks like we have another caller. And, you know, I feel like I have my psychic vibes out there. I believe this is Mr. Giorgio Brown himself.
Hey, Lady Flavor. How you doing, girlie?
I'm very good. How are you, darling?
I'm good, man, listening to the show, man. Had to chime in, man. I'm impressed by what y'all doing. It's a good thing, you know what I mean? You're definitely cheerleading for the town like you said you was. I'm glad to see the evolution and the progression in what you're doing. I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you so much, Giorgio. That means a lot. That means so much. So, you know, just as you do what you do, you know, with, you know, documenting, you know, what's going on here in Seattle, you know, LA and I are trying to figure out our way of doing it too, with our newsletter, with our websites, with, you know, hitting that share button 50 million, 100 times, and, you know, now with our different shows and stuff. So I appreciate you and Christine coming out and representing for Cool Out TV.
You know what's good? Seattle got a lot of talented people here, right? But in all businesses, you need people that do the business and people that do the creative. We have a lot of creative people here. So I think the role that me and you play in the scene is that we help take what we see and we share it with more people so that they can be more aware of it. So that's why I like the show, because like Cool Out, what we're doing is like we're creating a platform for people to be seen and heard.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that's really needed in the town. So I'm tuning in on Sundays, man. I'm telling my friends to tune in because I know it takes a village to build a scene. So you're just part of the village, you know. Cool, that's part of the village. I mean, you got the show that I do on Tuesdays in ITV. That's a part of the village. With us all doing it together, it'll be radio, internet, do some TV. We got it on lock.
I'm loving it.
Hey, and one more thing before you go off. I don't know if y'all are going to be off the air or everything, but I'd like to come on next week, man, and talk to y'all about the scene and what I've been seeing.
Cool Out 19
is happening on April 3rd, which is Saturday at the Crocodile. I got like 19 artists. It's a lot of, like, it's something that I want to do this year that's different than I always do, and I think I want to save that. So we like do a whole show on it, have some of my artists come on and talk, play some of their songs. So Christine's going to be contacting you about the specifics for this, but I'm very much interested in being a part of it.
Definitely. No
Georgia,
problem.
Giorgio, can you please hit me on Facebook because I would like to have you on my new show on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
And Purple Skills for you, Giorgio, is out of South Carolina.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm not in the Pacific Northwest, man. And I'm trying to network and try to get out to the Pacific Northwest, but I haven't brought my Timberland boots yet. But anyway, come on by, man.
I'm seeing that Lady Flavor, Lady Flavor is a good starting point. So, you know what I'm saying? It's like she's making a lot of stuff happen, and it's the heart that people are feeling that's making them want to be a part of what she's doing. So that's what drew me, and as a part of that, because she drew me, now I get a chance to meet you and some other talented people. So it all starts with a spark, you know?
There you go.
I'm feeling the whole Flavor News thing, and thank you again for the news article and the write-up about Kool Out and what I do. I appreciate you.
Oh, no problem,
thanks,
darling. I appreciate
thanks
you too, Giorgio. And I want to give a shout-out to Mike Clark. He just entered the chat room. So big shout-out
yeah
to Mark Clark, also representing Seattle 206. So,
Mike Clark, thank you so much, Giorgio.
Got
to know. Get Mike Clark in the chat line. He's a good, cool cat to know.
That's good. Come on.
We definitely will have a...
open.
Yeah, so we'll have
doors
you on Sunday.
All right, cool.
Definitely.
We'll talk soon. Let me stop taking
alrighty
up the air time. Have a good day.
Oh, all right.
Thank
you,
Giorgio.
Thank you, Giorgio.
Lady Flavor, I love
yes,
you.
Yes, Verbal.
I got to run. I love you both. I believe in what you and L.A. are doing. I believe in Flavor Magazine. Once again, thank you for having me. And I told you, people believe in your heart, Lady Flavor. People believe in your heart. Keep doing it. L.A.,
yep,
keep it right. Keep it right,
all
man.
Right. Most
don't
up
let her give up. You know
oh
how
no
she get. You know she gets a little worried sometimes and want to cry, but that's all right. We got your back, Lady Flavor. And with that, I got to go. Love
all
you.
All right, Bern. Thank you, man.
Thank you so much, Verbal.
Peace.
Well, L.A., yep, it turned out to be another amazing show. So,
hey,
man.
Yep.
We're connecting the dots.
The Kool-Aid gets better and sweeter every time. Looks like every week is getting better, you know. Getting the right ratio together, you know what I'm saying? Three parts of this, two parts of that, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you know, so big shout-out to everybody who came in, Giorgio Brown for, you know, taking the time out, letting us know about the Kool Out Network 19th anniversary. Going to be on the show next Sunday. You heard it here, so definitely you want to tune in. The caller, you know, write down that call-in number, area code 347-857-1189. And, man. Just thank everybody who's been all in this whole process, you know what I'm saying? Shout-outs I want to give out, you know, the team personally, Flavor, Money Mike, Mike B, you know, Yenim Set, LaRue, you know, Angel Media, Angel Arts, Angel Wakoma, you know, everybody, man. Everybody who's, you know, Kryptonian Photos down at P-Town, Kirk for hooking up the logo, man. Big shout-outs, man. My brother from another mother, I love you, man. Everybody, man. And just keep on supporting us, man, and we're going to keep on doing what we need to do to help you, you know, get that platform out there so you can be seen and heard, you know. Like, I think, you know, a beautiful link has, you know, been made today, I think, already with, you know, with Kool Out and Flavor News. So you never know what might manifest. Nah, man, you never know. You know what I'm saying? The phrase that pays, you never know. So, with that said, I just want to thank everybody who tuned in today. Remember, Wednesday at 8 Pacific Standard Time, we'll be doing another one. So, make sure you set that, bookmark that. And just thanks to everybody. And I'm going to just pass it on over to Flavor so she can say her parting words. And one love.
I, too, want to thank everybody for coming out. You know, I want to give a big shout-out to my children. You know, my children are all grown, and I'm a grandma and stuff, but, you know, I think, as I have said in the past, I think they're really okay with their mom being Lady Flavor. They are so supportive of what I'm doing and who I am, and my son Michael is now on board with L.A. and I, and I'm so excited and proud of that. So big shout-out to my family. You know, big shout-out to Kool Out Network TV. I really, really, really encourage you to go check out, you know, flavornews.com. I've updated it. We've got a new logo. We want to hear your thoughts on our logo. I want to hear your thoughts on the newsletter. Giorgio Brown and Kool Out Network is featured in there, along with Verbal Skills and some other amazing artists and advertisements. So please go check out the newsletter on our website. And we are going to start this week our Keeping It Real, Flossom and Tossom with Money Mike and Flava. That is going to be a listener's choice show. It's only going to be 30 minutes where you listen to three tracks, and then you go over to Flava News and choose and vote whether you think that the track is worthy to stay in our rotation or needs to be cut. Originally, I was going to do it at 7 o'clock, but we've got a business meeting at 6:30, so I'm either going to do it earlier in the day or later after our business meeting. But just stay tuned, for Tuesday is going to be the first Keeping It Real, Flossom and Tossom with Money Mike and Flava. Thank you so much for tuning out today, for those that were in the chat room, to those listening live, and to those that come back and check out our archives. LA and I truly, truly appreciate you and your support. Have a great afternoon.
I holla.